Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is August 2, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Leicester City FC renews partnership with crypto investment platform. Over 83% of Bitcoin discussions are positive on Reddit, new study. Buterin supports BTC ETH mix, as future of crypto is pluralist. Grayscale to conduct one of largest single-day crypto transfers. Ex-Trump advisor Steve Bannon, global populist revolt only helps crypto. Coinbase CEO Armstrong says crypto is path to financial inclusion. Twitter, Square founder Jack Dorsey says we love you Bitcoin. Crypto exchange CEXIO expands U.S. service to cover 31 states. Bitcoin's price may be building for a move back above $11,000. Bitcoin gains as Trump threatens $300 billion tariffs on Chinese goods. MIT's AI lab crunched 200,000 Bitcoin transactions. Only 2% were illicit. Coders are trying to connect Bitcoin's Lightning Network to Ethereum. Consensus-backed Truffle is taking its dev tools beyond just Ethereum. Grayscale's $2.7 billion in crypto assets will now be held by Coinbase custody. South Korea declares partial regulation-free zone for crypto companies. Oz backs $100,000 competition to change the face of blockchain. Walmart wants to patent a stablecoin that looks a lot like Facebook Libra. Now let's get started. Leicester City FC renews partnership with crypto investment platform. On August 2, English Premier League football club Leicester City FC announced the renewal of its partnership with multi-asset and cryptocurrency investment platform eToro. eToro's second season with the Foxes. The Fox's head of partnerships Harjeer added, "Our relationship with eToro last season was a really positive one, so we're pleased to renew the partnership and continue our work with such an exciting, innovative industry leader. The global reach of eToro is huge and we hope to further strengthen our relations with them as we embark on our second season together in 2019-20. Per the press release, a landmark sponsorship deal was signed by the football club and eToro at the start of the 2018-19 campaign, which saw the company become an official club partner while the agreement was the Premier League's first deal paid using Bitcoin, BTC. Cryptocurrencies are gradually becoming more common in sports. According to eToro's UK managing director Iqbal V. Gandam, currently the platform is working with six clubs for the second year in a row. On August 1, Everton Football Club of the British Premier League has also signed a deal with the crypto-inclusive investment and trading platform eToro. On July 11, American professional football team the Miami Dolphins announced that Litecoin, LTC, is now the team's official cryptocurrency. As previously reported by Cointelegraph, Portuguese sports club SL Benfica partnered with cryptocurrency service Utrust to facilitate payments via cryptocurrency for tickets and merchandise in June. SL Benfica now accepts Utrust's native token, UTK, as well as BTC and Ether, ETH. Over 83% of Bitcoin discussions are positive on Reddit, new study. Technology researchers Comparatech have used machine learning to analyze over 48,000 Reddit posts to determine which cryptocurrencies are viewed the most favorably. The study also included 7,500 articles from national and international news outlets. Articles were scored based on positive and negative sentiment in relation to other articles included in the study. Crypto chatter continues to spread. Talk about cryptocurrency in general started to increase in March 2017, when Bitcoin, BTC, became more valuable than gold. This grew in volume to peak with Bitcoin price in December 2017, only to fall away again as prices across the board started to tumble. However, frequency jumped back to those peak levels in November 2018, when cryptocurrency prices were bottoming out. Since then, cryptocurrency discussions on subreddits have surged, as prices have gone back up and Libra was announced. Over 85% of online crypto discussions are positive. It is estimated that 85.5% of conversations on the topic were deemed positive in sentiment. The analysis of media articles painted a different picture, however, with the majority of outlets publishing more negative articles than positive. The most guilty of this were HuffPost, Business Insider, and the International Business Times, which posted twice as many negative articles as positive. Only Forbes bucked the trend, with 80% of its cryptocurrency-related pieces having a positive sentiment. Coin by coin breakdown. Facebook's Libra currency tops the charts when it comes to positive sentiment on Reddit. An unbelievable 97.7% of discussions were judged to be positive. Cardano, ADA, Ether, ETH, Litecoin, LTC, and Tron, TRX, also performed well, with between 85 and 90% of Reddit conversations being positive. Bitcoin scored an 83.5% positive rating, while even the sometimes controversial Tether was discussed in a positive light twice as much as with negative sentiment. Buterin supports BTC-ETH mix, as future of crypto is pluralist. Ethereum co-founder said that the future of crypto is pluralist in response to a recent proposal of mixing Bitcoin, BTC, Lightning Network, Lane, with Ethereum. Blockade games using Bitcoin Lane as an interface for Ethereum contracts. On July 31, blockchain-focused game developer Blockade Games posted an article on implementation of Bitcoin Lane as an interface for Ethereum contracts in order to enable instant payments in Bitcoin, while simultaneously triggering a series of events on Ethereum, or any other chain. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin tweeted on the news on August 2, drawing attention to the fact that a blockchain developer used both Ethereum and Bitcoin. When asked what about his thoughts on the initiative, Buterin appeared to encourage the move, claiming further on the thread that the future of cryptocurrencies is diverse and pluralist. Earlier in July, Buterin proposed implementation of Bitcoin Cash blockchain as a temporary scalability solution for the Ethereum network. Firm expects to launch the code on mainnet using real Ether in the next couple of weeks. While Blockade Games believes that Ethereum will be crucial to the future of non-fungible assets and blockchain gaming, the firm also thinks that Bitcoin will be the future of money, the firm stated in the blog post. Blockade elaborated that a significant number of their players prefer to hold most or even all of their funds in Bitcoin. As noted in the post, the mechanism of integration of Bitcoin Lane and Ethereum smart contracts could be a part of Blockade's upcoming Ethereum-based role-playing game Neon District. Blockade Games has deployed the project by using its code on the Rinkaby testnet, and is planning to launch it on mainnet using real Ether ETH, in the next couple of weeks, Blockade Games CTO Ben Heidern said, according to a report by CoinDesk. As previously reported, Lane is a second layer over the blockchain of Bitcoin and intends to enable fast and commission-free transactions by creating payment channels between users. Recently, Cointelegraph reported that Lane transactions became available on Blockstream's Liquid sidechain. Grayscale to conduct one of largest single-day crypto transfers. Today, digital asset management fund Grayscale Investments will transfer nearly $3 billion worth in cryptocurrency holdings to American major crypto wallet provider and exchange Coinbase. Largest single crypto transfer? As Forbes reported on August 2, Grayscale is going to move almost $3 billion worth of its digital currency holdings, including Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, Ether, ETH, Litecoin, LTC, and Ripple, XRP, among some other tokens, to Coinbase, wherein Coinbase Custody will serve as custodian of the underlying assets for the company's products. Together with its cryptocurrency holdings, Grayscale will transfer its publicly quoted cryptocurrency trusts and its Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund to Coinbase. The transfer will thus apparently be one of the largest single-day transfers of crypto assets ever conducted. Commenting on the deal, Sam Mackingvale, Coinbase Custody Chief Executive, said, as a NY state-chartered trust company, Coinbase Custody is held to the same fiduciary standards as national banks. We also offer some of the broadest and deepest insurance coverage in the crypto industry. Hitting new records in mid-July, Grayscale recorded an all-time high volume of assets under management of $2.7 billion. In such a way, the figure marked a near tripling of assets under management by the company since the preceding quarter. As previously reported, Grayscale Investments Bitcoin Trust was up almost 300% on the year as of July 9. At the time, the trust was yielding a 296% year-to-date appreciation, a stratospheric increase as compared to mainstream investments reflected in the S&P 500 18.7% and Global Dow 12.9% over the same time period. Coinbase Custody revealed in June that it held $1.3 billion in assets under custody, and the firm expected to hit $2 billion AUC soon. Ex-Trump advisor Steve Bannon, global populist revolt only helps crypto. Steve Bannon, former Trump staffer and head of conservative news site Breitbart, said cryptocurrencies have a big future due to the current geopolitical atmosphere. I think they could be a very important part going forward, particularly in this global populist revolt, Bannon said. Echoing Trump, Bannon said the Federal Reserve's monetary policy has been too tight and that cryptocurrencies present a meaningful alternative to fiat-based investments. When asked about Facebook's digital currency project Libra, Bannon said it will not find friends in the banking community. The central banks and actually the banking community want to get in and regulate crypto. They want to still stick to fiat currency, he said on CNBC's Squawk Box. The development of alternative payment rails like Libra presents a challenge to the dollar's reserve currency status. I happen to think that Facebook was principally against some of the Chinese, Alibaba, Tencent, these payment systems. What people have to confront now, what people have to start looking at now is how the Chinese and third world countries in Sub-Sahara Africa and South Asia, and I think potentially in Latin America, are starting to put these payment systems in that will try and give them global dominance and get off the reserve currency of the dollar. Bannon is no foreigner to cryptocurrency markets. Among other involvements, Bannon's firm Bannon & Company floated the idea of launching multiple initial coin offerings. Coinbase CEO Armstrong says crypto is path to financial inclusion. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong wants to build an open financial system. As part of the company's roadmap outlined during an open house, Armstrong said his firm would continue to take a leading role in the development and dissemination of blockchain technology to get 100 million or more people to start using cryptocurrency. Armstrong said, "We can actually change the law, you know, bend this curve and materially change the economic freedom of the entire world by what we're going to build. The vision for Coinbase is creating more economic freedom for every person and business in the world over the next 10 years. To this end, Coinbase will continue to invest in industry startups through its incubator program, Coinbase Ventures. It will also roll out a suite of products aimed at lowering barriers to entry and expanding the ways people can earn cryptocurrencies. Coinbase can't do it alone. There needs to be thousands of companies out there," he said. While his firm has already invested in 50 or 60 startups, Armstrong pointed out there are new investment strategies like security tokens and initial exchange offerings that will propel the industry forward. While the upstarts of today will enjoy the benefits of being crypto native, Armstrong also pointed out that Coinbase grew to be the largest custodian out there by really focusing on compliance and forging relationships with traditional financial institutions. He believes it's this emphasis on financial and cybersecurity that enabled people to really trust us. Ultimately, Armstrong wants to leverage his brand's image of convenience and safety to have a billion people, in say 5 to 10 years, accessing an open financial system through our products every day. Armstrong is not the only Bay Area technologist looking to reshape the global financial system. Though, in his 16-minute speech, there was no reference to Facebook's Libra project. Twitter, Square founder Jack Dorsey says we love you Bitcoin. Jack Dorsey, founder of social media giant Twitter and Bitcoin, BTC, supporting payments provider Square, has said, "We love you Bitcoin." During an earnings call devoted to Square's Q2 2019 results, Dorsey recognized the eye-popping impact that introducing Bitcoin support had on the company's Cash App revenue. Delivering on economic empowerment, In his remarks, Dorsey noted that the Cash App ecosystem continued to grow, generating $135 million in revenue excluding Bitcoin. As reported just yesterday, Square's latest shareholder letter has revealed that Cash App had raised $135 million in subscription, services and transaction-based revenue and that separately, Bitcoin revenue alone accounted for $125 million. Bitcoin revenue in isolation thus sealed the company 92% of all that it raised across these other revenue sources. Dorsey said, "We love you, Bitcoin. We saw 3.5 million customers use Cash Card in June, typically using it to purchase multiple times per week. Our Seller and Cash App ecosystems have incredible roadmaps ahead to deliver on our purpose of economic empowerment." In a tweet posted on August 1, investor Kevin Rook noted that Square's $125 million figure for Q2 2019 means that around 7% of all Bitcoin mined in the past 3 months was acquired via a single app that didn't exist 2 years ago, adding, "Let that sink in." The Bitcoin payoff. As Cointelegraph has previously reported, Square first announced in November 2017 that it would release a BTC trading option to a select 3 million of its Square Cash App customers. The announcement caused its stock to jump $1 billion in just 5 days. When the company rolled out support for BTC trading for customers across a more extensive range of U.S. states this February, Square's stock increased yet again. Last November, Square reported it had generated $43 million in Bitcoin revenue for Q3 2018, up from $37 million the preceding quarter. In Square's Q1 2019 report in May, the company revealed that it achieved a new revenue high from Bitcoin sales via Cash App, with a stated Bitcoin revenue of $65.5 million, meaning that its latest figures are over twofold higher than the preceding quarter. Crypto exchange CEXIO expands U.S. service to cover 31 states. Cryptocurrency exchange CEX.io now operates in 31 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. Since launching a U.S. office early in July, the London, UK-based firm says its compliance team has been working with regulators to satisfy the required checks and audits and be granted money transmitter licenses in the new states. Following that effort, the company says it's been granted 7 new licenses, bringing its total to 15, including Alaska, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia. Alexander Kravitz, CEO of CEX.io US, said, "Our mission is to become fully approved and regularly audited license holders, while facilitating CEXIO's U.S. growth under a transparent and regulated umbrella. Within less than a month, we've managed to collect MTLs in 7 more states, and we're not stopping here. The goal is to cover all 50 states and roll out new products uniquely tailored to each." The firm further operates in 16 states that do not require exchanges to be licensed as money senders: Arkansas, California, Colorado, Indiana, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, Mississippi, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Utah, Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. CEX.io first launched exchange services in some states in the U.S. back in 2015. In other news, CEX.io said that it has recently received a distributed ledger technology license from the Gibraltar Financial Services Commission, GFSC. Discussing the licensing effort, Alexander Lutskevich, CEO and founder of CEX.io, said that, "It takes lots of time and resources, but we are successfully building a solid foundation as a trustworthy platform for customers from all over the world who want to work with digital assets in a legal, transparent way." Bitcoin's price may be building for a move back above $11,000. View: Bitcoin has jumped to $10,500 as expected and looks set to test key resistance at $11,120 over the weekend, with the daily chart indicators beginning to align in favor of the bulls. The outlook as per the daily chart would turn bullish if BTC prints a UTC close above $11,120 on the back of high volumes. Prices may pull back to key supports at $10,318 and $10,172 first, as the hourly chart is reporting bearish divergence of key indicators. Bitcoin (BTC) is flashing green for the fourth consecutive day and could test key resistance above $11,000 over the weekend. The top cryptocurrency by market value is currently trading at $10,530 on Bitstamp, up 1.10% on the daily opening price of $10,417. Prices rose 1, 5 and 3% on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, respectively. Bitcoin's repeated rebound from sub-$9,400 levels in the 13 days to July 29 likely indicates seller exhaustion. Another strong sign of bearish exhaustion emerged in the form of a long-legged doji candle on July 28, as discussed earlier this week. Hence, BTC's $1,000 rise seen in the last 48 hours is hardly surprising. The bullish move could be extended further as short-duration technical studies are beginning to align in favor of the bulls. The 14-day relative strength index seems to have found acceptance above 50.00, a sign of bull market conditions. The moving average convergence divergence (MACD) histogram, an indicator used to identify trend change and trend strength, has crossed above zero, confirming bullish reversal. The MACD is indicating that the pullback from June's high of $13,880 has ended and the path of least resistance is now to the higher side. So, BTC could test the bearish lower high of $11,120 July 20th high over the weekend. A high-volume UTC close above that level would further confirm bullish revival and open the doors to $13,000. The widely followed 50-day moving average (MA) is currently located at $10,570, may cap upside for the next few hours, though, as BTC is looking heavy on the intraday charts. Both the RSI and the MACD have produced lower highs, contradicting the higher highs on price. The bearish divergence of key indicators suggests scope for minor pullback to support lines located at $10,318 and $10,172. Bitcoin gains as Trump threatens $300 billion tariffs on Chinese goods. The Bitcoin price soared higher on Friday after U.S. President Donald Trump announced another $300 billion tariffs on Chinese goods. The world's largest cryptocurrency touched the $10,527 high ahead of the European market open, posting up to 2.47% intraday gains. The upside action brought its weekly profit closer to 11%, accompanied by a decent rise in volume on spot exchanges. The move further influenced the rest of the cryptocurrency market to follow suit, with the combined altcoin market capitalization surging from $91.149 billion on July 29 to as high as $97.697 billion today. Meanwhile, global markets felt the pressure of Trump's announcement. The Asian equity markets posted more than 1.4% losses, while their European counterparts opened 1% lower on Friday morning. U.S. futures, at the time of this writing, were also erasing their Fed rate cut gains, indicating a weaker session for the Dow Jones Index, NASDAQ Composite Index, and S&P 500 Index this Friday. The U.S. dollar index also felt the heat of an escalating U.S.-China trade war as it gave up its overnight gains to Trump's tweets. It fell 0.14% to 98.23. For haven's sake, analysts have been digging a possible correlation between the ongoing U.S.-China trade dispute and Bitcoin price. They believe the rising tensions between the two superpowers weaken their national currencies, especially the Chinese yuan, which remains under a strict capital control imposed by the Chinese government. Between May 5, the day Trump announced that he would increase tariffs on Chinese imports, and June 26, the Bitcoin price surged by more than 142%. The period also saw yuan tumbling to its six-month low after Beijing counterattacked Trump's tariffs with its own. The fundamentals are very same even today. Soon after Trump's tweet yesterday, yuan took a beating and fell up to 0.83% against the dollar. The correlation is not entirely accurate, believes Garrick Heilman, head of research at blockchain.com. The London School of Economics researcher told SCMP in May that Bitcoin price moves uniquely alongside yuan concerns. We can't be 100% certain that Bitcoin's recent price increase is being driven by concerns over the trade tensions and declines in the RMB's exchange rate, as correlation does not necessarily equal causation, Heilman said. But Brian Kelly of CNBC believes the correlation cannot be a coincidence. He tweeted shortly after Trump's tariff threat an image showing very correlated price movements of yuan and Bitcoin. Offshore yuan and Bitcoin moving together after additional tariff announcement. It does not appear to be a coincidence, he stated. It is possible, if not entirely correct, that investors in China hedge into Bitcoin as if it's a haven asset. That could also be due to the cryptocurrency's growing popularity as digital gold. MIT's AI lab crunched 200,000 Bitcoin transactions. Only 2% were illicit. Blockchain analytics firm Elliptic collaborated with researchers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, to publish a public dataset of Bitcoin transactions associated with illicit activity. The group's study detailed how researchers at the MIT IBM Watson AI lab used machine learning software to categorize 203,769 Bitcoin node transactions worth roughly $6 billion in total. The research explored whether artificial intelligence could assist current anti-money laundering (AML) procedures. After examining the node's association with known entities, researchers found only 2% of those 200,000 Bitcoin transactions were deemed illicit. While 21% were identified as lawful, the vast majority of the transactions, roughly 77%, remained unclassified. To date, there have been an estimated 440 million Bitcoin transactions since the network's launch in 2009. The 2% figure in line with a study from competing analytics firm Chainalysis, which estimated just 1% of Bitcoin transactions in 2019 were known to be associated with illicit activity. Since Elliptic is frequently hired by law enforcement agencies around the world to identify illegal activities using cryptocurrency, this research aimed to identify patterns that can help distinguish illicit usage from lawful Bitcoin usage, especially among unbanked individuals or other unknown entities. A big problem with compliance, in general, is false positives. A big part of this research is minimizing the number of false positives, Elliptic co-founder Tom Robinson told CoinDesk. The key finding is that machine learning techniques are very effective at finding transactions that are illicit. Sometimes, Robinson added, software was able to find patterns that would be difficult to describe yet still matched with known entities, based on pre-existing data from darknet markets, ransomware attacks, and other criminal investigations. Following the academic study, Elliptic made the same dataset public to encourage open-source contributions. On the AML side, we are sharing our early experiments with domain experts to solicit feedback, MIT researcher Mark Weber told CoinDesk, adding, "We are also hoping the release of the Elliptic data set inspires others to join the effort to help make our financial systems safer by developing new techniques and models for AML." CNBC reported in April that surging demand for U.S. $100 bills was likely driven by a rise in global criminal activity. A 2017 report by the American Institute for Economic Research estimated that more than a third of all U.S. currency in circulation is used by criminals and tax cheats. Coders are trying to connect Bitcoin's Lightning Network to Ethereum. While Bitcoin and Ethereum enthusiasts might not always get along, one enterprising gaming startup is attempting to bring the two cryptocurrencies closer together. Blockade Games announced on July 31 that it has successfully bridged the two networks by sending a Bitcoin Lightning transaction in such a way that it can cause an Ethereum smart contract to run. The company has run its code on the Rinkeby testnet and plans to deploy it on mainnet, using real Ether, in the next couple of weeks, Blockade Games CTO Ben Heidern told CoinDesk. All of these tests feed into plans to add Lightning Network support to Neon District, its upcoming role-playing game built on top of Ethereum. Heidern explained in a new blog post released Wednesday that it moved forward with the test as because it believes both Bitcoin and Ethereum will play an important role in the future. The company believes Ethereum, in particular, is the future of non-fungible assets, or digital assets that are provably unique from all the others. The blog post goes on. We also believe that Bitcoin is the future of money, and many of our players will prefer to hold most, if not all, of their funds in Bitcoin. We want to make it possible to serve our biggest supporters and players on the Bitcoin network while utilizing all of the infrastructure present on Ethereum and other blockchain networks. As such, they want users to be able to send Lightning Bitcoin payments to trigger Ethereum events. By integrating Bitcoin Lightning Network payments, we are able to accept instant payments in Bitcoin directly, and instantaneously kick off a series of events on any other chain, such as minting a brand new Neon District asset to a buyer's Ethereum or Loom Network wallet, the blog continues. The code for this unique type of Lightning transaction is not yet public, but we will open it once we're sure it's ready and secure for people to pull down and use, Hydern told CoinDesk. Regarding the frequent tension between Bitcoin and Ethereum enthusiasts, Hydern argued that the two cryptocurrencies are two sides of the same coin, adding, "When it comes down to individuals maintaining sovereignty, privacy and autonomy, especially as crypto grows in popularity and faces greater social and political attacks, the infighting will be a thing of the past." Consensus-backed Truffle is taking its dev tools beyond just Ethereum. The company behind a popular suite of tools for Ethereum developers is expanding to three new blockchain networks. Truffle's CEO and founder Tim Coulter will announce Friday at the startup's TruffleCon event in Seattle that additional tooling would be built for Hyperledger Fabric, Tezos and R3's Corda. "Last year at TruffleCon, we celebrated 1 million downloads," said Wesley McVeigh, Truffle's vice president and head of global strategic partnerships. "I said the next million downloads are going to be focused around enterprise. This year at TruffleCon, we are announcing two incredible enterprise integrations and one really amazing open-source public integration. Both Hyperledger Fabric and the Corda Network are marketed as enterprise-focused, permissioned blockchains. Developers for these platforms are backed by large enterprise organizations such as Edmund SBI. Tezos, on the other hand, is a public blockchain network that at one point amassed a total token supply value of over $1 billion. It too has been used and developed upon by major companies including Brazil's fifth-largest bank, BTG Pactual. With the expansion of Truffle developer tools to these blockchain networks, Hyperledger Executive Director Brian Behlendorf sees these formerly divided technical communities being able to better cooperate and work across chains. "This integration marks another step towards compatibility and interoperability in blockchain and smart contract development," said Behlendorf in a press statement. "We believe the Truffle integration will bring even more energy and ideas from the Ethereum developer community into Hyperledger. Interoperability is also a stated goal of Truffle's as it looks to grow beyond the 3.4 million downloads it has clocked to date." The consensus-backed company was recently spun out of the Brooklyn-based venture studio, though it continues to receive support from Consensus. An internal Consensus document from early 2019 pointed to Truffle as one of the firm's standout successes. "We're called Truffle and we have all this chocolate branding because we want the experience for developers to be as delightful as eating a chocolate truffle," Coulter said, adding, "Truffle's the start of the development experience. You start building with Truffle, then build your application and deploy it to whatever platform you want. This multi-chain future I am talking about has a lot of people working to have the many protocols themselves integrate with one another." Truffle's Wes McVeigh, left, and Tim Coulter, right, speak at TruffleCon 2018, photo via Consensus. Grayscale's $2.7 billion in crypto assets will now be held by Coinbase Custody. Grayscale Investments has tapped Coinbase Custody to serve as the new security provider for its digital asset holdings, the companies announced Friday. The custodian, which Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong says already holds $1 billion in assets, will act as the custodian for Grayscale's single asset and diversified investment products. Grayscale claims to hold $2.7 billion in total assets under management, according to its most recent quarterly report, more than doubling its Q1 holdings of $1.2 billion. Grayscale holds Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, Stellar Lumens, XRP and Zcash. Coinbase Custody also intends to hold Grayscale's Horizon Zen token, pending regulatory approval to support the asset. Most of the assets are being transferred to Coinbase Custody from Grayscale's existing security provider, Xapo. The private keys for Grayscale's Horizon are also currently being held by the digital asset custody company, which Bitcoin Futures Platform Backed acquired earlier this year. Coinbase Custody began holding Grayscale's assets on July 29, according to a press release. Coinbase Custody is regulated through the New York Department of Financial Services, and is a regulated fiduciary under New York's banking law. In a statement, Coinbase Custody CEO Sam McInvale explained that the business is held to the same fiduciary standards as national banks. "We also offer some of the broadest and deepest insurance coverage in the crypto industry." He added, "Grayscale and Coinbase have led the way in providing safe, secure, trustworthy, and regulated access to digital assets. Grayscale is an established, trusted, and valuable partner to its clients, and its service providers should be the same." Under the agreement, Coinbase Custody will hold Grayscale's assets for 3 years at the outset, charging a fee based on the assets under custody. Both companies have escape clauses for the 3-year period, according to a press release. Once the initial term ends, each company can terminate the partnership with 90 days' notice. South Korea declares partial regulation-free zone for crypto companies. Busan has been declared a regulation-free zone for blockchain development by South Korea's national government, a move long expected but now formalized as part of a larger liberalization push. Zug, Switzerland is said to be one of the models for the zone. The Ministry of SMEs and Startups announced on July 24 that the second largest city in the country by population will host a wide range of blockchain offerings related to finance, public safety and tourism, though it stopped short of fully opening the market and allowing for international-level crypto initiatives, according to the Korea Herald. A total of 11 regulations have been lifted for the project. It is expected that investors will move 29.9 billion won, $25 million, into the region by 2021, and development will be spread between the Munyun Innovation District, the Sentum Innovation District and the Dongsam Innovation District. BNK Busan Bank, a Korea exchange-listed local institution, will supervise blockchain management as it relates to finance and might be developing a stablecoin pegged to the won. Hyundai Pay is supporting payment solutions and advances in tourism. The company, which was established in 2016 by the CEO of Hyundai BS&C, also grandson of the founder of the Hyundai Group, signed a memorandum of understanding with the city in February in which it said it would move its headquarters to Busan and help it develop blockchain infrastructure utilizing the HDAC blockchain platform. Other elements of the program include a public safety offering by Gyeonggi Province-based Coinplug, which claims to be Korea's largest holder of blockchain patents. The development will include an app which allows citizens to video natural disasters and crimes and send the files to the appropriate authorities, complete with location information. A rewards system will encourage the use of the app. The next stage will involve a database that will allow for the storing and sharing of information. BP and Solution, a Busan-based computer company, will work on blockchain as it relates to fisheries. The region won't be completely regulation-free, however. ICOS will not be allowed, and the project is still decidedly conservative in terms of cryptocurrency. The stablecoin envisioned will be highly limited in terms of its use. It will mainly be a component of a rewards system incentivizing participation in the other local blockchain offerings and will only be redeemable at certain establishments, making it more a voucher than a coin. Busan has explicitly said that the reforms are not designed to be cryptocurrency related. While the government move has been billed as an exemption from regulation, it is more a controlled experiment with certain defined goals and is evolutionary rather than revolutionary and fitting with Korea's general and persistent suspicion of crypto. The plan was initially mentioned in April, when Busan was reported to have won out over Jeju, a province already known for its relatively liberal policies. Jeju developed an ambitious and rather aggressive vision in 2018 to become a crypto island. Busan has long been a center for trading and finance as well as a hub for innovation, and it is the home of the Korea Exchange. The city has been working for some time on blockchain-related developments, including the use of the technology at the port. The recent designation of Busan as Korea's blockchain capital is connected to a broad policy drive by Korea's current administration. President Moon Jae-in has been promoting so-called regulatory sandboxes, which allow for the temporary suspension of rules so that new technologies and services can be tested outside the complex legal and bureaucratic environment in the country. A goal of 100 such sandboxes was set for 2019, and as of mid-July, 81 had been approved. In line with the sandbox push, the government has named 7 areas, cities and provinces, that will receive blanket sandbox privileges in certain technologies. South Jeolla Province, for example, will focus on e-mobility, Daegu on smart wellness and Seyoung on autonomous driving. Oz backs $100,000 competition to change the face of blockchain. If you can understand the above, you could be in for a portion of a $100,000 prize that is, if you can then beat the others attempting to calculate the answer with the greatest speed improvement. The highly technical conundrum has been posed to coders in a competition supported by Amazon Web Services, Oz, that aims to change the face of blockchain, as well as how hardware is designed and made. Launched by the VDF Alliance, the competition aims to solve how to calculate something called the verifiable delay function, VDF, in the shortest time. In its announcement, Oz paraphrases Justin Drake, a researcher with the Ethereum Foundation, explaining that VDFs are a low-level building block in cryptography, barely more than a year old. It's the V or verifiable in VDF that makes the approach so unique. It's trustless, according to Drake. For the first time, it adds this notion of time with which you can build all these cool things. Included in the cool things promised by VDF Tech is unbiased proof of randomness. Effectively, it could enable trustless, truly random number generators on blockchains. Currently, these are pseudo-random and can be exploited by bad actors by effectively being able to guess the number. With true randomness, that wouldn't be possible. If the tech can be advanced sufficiently, it could help to move blockchains such as Ethereum from the energy-intensive and hence costly proof-of-work algorithm to one called proof-of-stake. The Ethereum ecosystem alone currently uses on the order of 850 megawatts to extend blocks. That's about $460 million in running costs per year, said Tim Boakman, senior startup business development manager for Oz in the UK. With VDFs in Ethereum, there is an opportunity to bring down that cost to less than $0.13 million for the 0.25 megawatts of energy to power the hardware random beacons. In fact, the competition is being held in partnership with the Ethereum Foundation, as well as other alliance members, the Interchain Foundation, Protocol Labs, Supranational, Synopsys, and Xilinx, which are sponsoring the event with support from Oz. As reported by CoinDesk previously, the Ethereum Foundation is already working on the VDF problem, revealing in February that it was considering spending $15 million in the search for true randomness. VDFs are envisioned for use in Ethereum's much-anticipated proof-of-stake system called Serenity, to which the Ethereum network will migrate in the next few years. The first round of the competition will run till the end of September, and will award prize money to the fastest design that solves the problem at the top of this article. In the initial round of the competition, successful entrants will be awarded $3,000 for every nanosecond improvement. Full details can be found here. Drake suggests that those entering will need a blend of skills. You are going to need people who are really good at hardware design, but also people with algorithmic skills, he said. My guess is the winning team will have a combination of that expertise. Walmart wants to patent a stablecoin that looks a lot like Facebook Libra. Retail giant Walmart has applied for a cryptocurrency patent that bears some similarities to the Libra token proposed by Facebook in mid-June. In its application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Walmart touts the concept of a digital currency tied to a regular currency that is, what's commonly known as a stablecoin. Libra will be a token pegged to a basket of fiat currencies and government bonds, according to Facebook. Over and above that, the filing suggests that the proposed coin could help provide finance for those with limited access to banking services, one of the major claims Facebook has made for Libra, most likely in an effort to appeal to the public and regulators over the token. Using a digital currency, low-income households that find banking expensive may have an alternative way to handle wealth at an institution that can supply the majority of their day-to-day financial and product needs, Walmart states. Facebook's offering is expected to create a system whereby its social media platforms could use Libra for payments, allowing advertisers to earn Libra and pay Facebook in the token for ads. Although it could also be used more widely in time in remittances and other use cases. Walmart's filing, too, indicates its coin could have features that apply to a token being used within the ecosystem of a high street retail company. The digital currency may be pegged to the US dollar and available for use only at selected retailers or partners. In other embodiments, the digital currency is available for use anywhere. The digital currency can provide a fee-free, or fee-minimal place to store wealth that can be spent, for example, at retailers and, if needed, easily converted to cash. A notable difference is that users of a Walmart coin could even earn interest, the application suggests. With Libra, interest earned on the scheme's potentially vast reserve funds would go to Libra partners that back the company to the tune of around $10 million. More closely applying to a commerce giant, though, Walmart says its token could store users' purchasing histories on the blockchain, and then apply related savings to their subsequent purchases in a similar way to loyalty points. Other novel features suggested in the very broad filing include the ability to remove the need for credit cards, and acting as a pre-approved biometric, e.g., fingerprint or eye pattern, credit. A person is the credit card to their own digital value bank, the firm says. The token could also be used to restrict what product categories can be bought and by whom, for example, blocking minors from purchasing cigarettes, alcohol, or an R-rated DVD. Walmart is already using blockchain for tracking products like fresh greens and pharmaceuticals. It also has been investigating various use cases of the technology, with projects including connecting automated delivery drones. In June, Walmart China launched a live scheme aimed to improve the nation's poor food safety record. It also has a host of other patents applied for, including some relating to tracking packages, power supply payments and delivery fleets. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.